Eggers, WPLN News.
A coalition of 25 legal advocacy groups in Tennessee is speaking out against the arrest and pepper spraying of demonstrators at the Memphis No Kings protest last weekend. The Tennessean reports groups, including the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, Indivisible Memphis, and Just City, say the use of force was an attempt to silence and intimidate people. Police say they were trying to clear the roadway. The protesters didn't have a permit to march, but the coalition says, quote, "Progress has never come from waiting quietly for permission. They say there was no threat to public safety and no need for police to step in. The city has placed 4 officers on administrative leave while investigating the incident." The largest parking operator in Nashville is unveiling a new discount parking program. Metropolis, which runs nearly 200 garages and lots across the city, is now offering 2 $15 passes to all Tennessee drivers with Tennessee license plates. This comes after an investigation by the Attorney General's office revealed that the parking giant had been overcharging customers and misleading them about rates. In addition to the discount parking program, Metropolis paid $6.5 million as part of a settlement related to their misconduct. Residents along Briley Parkway have long complained about the constant noise. Some have told WKRN that it sounds like gunshots almost every night. Councilmember Jeff Gregg says cars with modified mufflers are actually the main noisemaker. Part of the parkway between Elm Hill Pike and Lebanon Pike has sound barriers, but not the other areas. Gregg is calling for more barriers to be installed, especially near McGavick Pike, which he says is inundated with constant noise. As a short-term solution, Gregg wants local law enforcement to increase patrolling in the area. The long-term solution will be securing federal grant money for the barriers. The National Weather Service says there are low, but still there, chances for rain and storms tonight. It also says expect unseasonably warm weather through Saturday. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.